Hello! Thanks for checking out today's Foot in Review. We couldn't make this show without you and your fantastic support, but if you fancy going one step further, why not check out our Patreon at patreon.com/footinreview. We offer a range of rewards and benefits, with all levels receiving Discord access and episodes of the show without this very advertisement. However, we understand that times are tough, and if you can't back us financially, then simply spreading word of the show or leaving us a review wherever you listen would be super appreciated, as it will help us grow. In particular, we'd like to thank our Skybox holders, Amma, Daniel, Mehdi, Nick, and Paul, for their exceptional support.
Hello, footies, and welcome back to Foot in Review, powered by footcoaching.com. Today we are recording episode 494. Team of the Year has ended, and today it's time for Future Stars. My name is John. I'm the founder of footcoaching.com, and I'm joined by the man, the myth, the legend, the king of the north, Mr. Foot Database, Mr. FIFA Gaffer. We have so many names for him, but I just like him calling our current star. It's Yngve.
Good evening.
Hello, Yngve.
Hello, John.
Do you mind me asking how Team of the Year has treated you?
Not well.
That's it. Not well. You don't want to talk about it anymore. It's done.
Yeah, it just makes me a little bit annoyed. So, yeah, maybe not.
All right, let's not. Shall we just dive in with Future Stars then?
Yeah, we got a FIFA Future Stars team today, and we got a few SBCs. We can mention the Alexander Sørloth SBC, Player of the Month in La Liga Santander, the Norwegian Viking. We got an 88 rated card. It comes in around 65k, which is a decent price. So I think he had a really good month, so he deserved that one. So it's fun to see Norwegians doing well in that league as well.
Yeah, I mean, for sure, right? The best strikers in the game, or in the leagues, I should say, not in the game, but in the leagues currently, right?
Yeah. So it's surprising to see. Shame they can't put out the same performance on the national team, but hopefully in the future they get things to click, then maybe things could be a little bit more interesting watching Norway in the future.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I think you need a couple more defenders, but you're getting there.
Yeah.
So
there's
a few
decent players now all around. So yeah, fingers crossed.
Then don't buy Pedersen though. Don't get him. He's fine at Feyenoord. Leave him there for a couple of more years. Hey, Yngve, this card is 64k. That's a reasonable price, as we see. Yeah. But he's a 3-star skill food, 3-star skill moves, and 4-star weak food. Yeah. If you're not Norwegian, should you get this card?
If you got lots of fodder and have a La Liga team, then go for it. I faced the second inform a few times, and it's pretty hard to stop. So it's a fun card if you like a big target man type of player. So if you need that for your team and you can't afford a Team of the Year Benzema, that's a cheap option you can go for.
Ah, that's fair, of course. But I think like the heroes have dropped as well, right?
Yeah.
So there's plenty of options available. I don't know. I find there's two things which I'm never actually looking forward to, and we'll talk about the second one in a moment as well. But like a Team of the Weeks, I couldn't care less anymore, if I'm quite honest. I packed so many Team of the Weeks in the last week and a half with all the upgrade SBCs and stuff. I just checked. I have 59 Team of the Weeks, 80 plus in my club now. Just transfer list to somewhere. Like 59. That's what I saved over the last couple of weeks,
oh
I guess.
Oh my God.
But most of our last two weeks. I got three, the lichts, for example. But I don't really care anymore. Like, what do you do with them? You toss them into an SBC. So they're really good for the Mbappe SBC, and that's about it. And I think with Player of the Month, well, we just have the Mbappe, which is really expensive, but that card is decent. So where else do I put my fodder in? That's one. Like, yeah, okay, that's fine. But Player of the Month has been the second letdown. I don't think Player of the Month. I've not had anyone this year where I'm like, you know what? That could be really cool to get this player in.
Yeah.
Of course, I did the Feyenoord player, but that was more to get him in my club. But that's it.
Yeah, the boosts are not that good on the higher rated players. It's the same. We got the player of the month, Marcus Rashford today, and his card is worse than the World Cup Stories card that's been out for quite a while. And I was kind of hoping if they upgraded over the World Cup Stories card, then okay, that could, this could be very interesting then. But that's, yeah, World Cup Stories.
250k.
Yeah, World Cup Stories card has 5-star skimmers and 4-star weak fruit, and which is okay. That's cool. And I thought, okay, maybe he could get that on his new card as well. And I checked. Nope, it's a new 87 rated card as 5-star skimmers, 3-star weak foot. So it's worse than the one that's what's released months ago, and he has worse weak foot as well. I know the other one is more expensive, of course, but it's a player of the month. The player has been doing great for a whole month. Give him proper boosts. An 89 rated card would be nice, and at least 4-star weak foot as well. Maybe change his work rates to make him a little bit more attractive to use. 80 composure on him as well, which is, yeah, it's a plus one from his 85 rated card. So he get a plus two, but a plus one boost on most of the stats on the card compared to his in-form card. So yeah, it's a disappointing upgrade. I was hoping for something a little bit more. And then,
like, I've not seen the 88 plate. I've not faced the 88 either, anyway.
I faced him a few times. The card is okay, but I'm not kind of seeking to finish this SBC. And this could have been a really cool card. There was a big chance to make this really cool, but it's a letdown for me.
Yeah, I agree, right? But there's something, we've said this before. We look at these SBCs maybe a little bit different. We look at them according to the current power curve, what's well and what's not. But I don't think this, like the Sørloth SBC, Sørloth, yeah, if I said that, yeah, correctly, that SBC, I think it's like 60K. Wow, you know what? If you're a start player, you got in just now with Team of the Year. Actually, that card isn't too bad for 60K.
No. Right?
This card is so much more expensive, and I would can't even recommend it to a new player either, I think. And that's a bit of my issue. Like, what? Who does these cards then? You have to be like a Man United fan. And else I don't see anyone doing this, right?
Maybe one of the league SPC grinders, because they will probably finish most of the SPCs available, and they need to put their duplicate somewhere, and they'll probably do it. But I'm pretty sure that the card will just stay in their club and they're not going to use it. So yeah, it's we need a little bit more exciting upgrades on these cards in the future, and I hope EA would consider having a go at that. Get me a little bit more excited when the Player of the Month cards are coming, because you know there's going to be a card, but you're kind of expecting disappointment, and that's not what I want to do. I want to get excited. Okay, we're going to get a Player of the Month card. It's going to be really cool, and he plays in a league which will fit my team, and I really, really would consider upgrading this player because he plays in a position I need a card. And then it's like, oh, why? Disappointment? Yeah. So hopefully next Player of the Month from Premier League will be a little bit more juiced. That would be cool.
Yeah, I think, yeah. I don't want to sound sour today, right? But then you have Team of the Year. Anything that follows Team of the Year is always going to a little bit be like a disappointment. And I know there's probably sayings for that, but I quite honestly don't know the English saying for that. Like I said before we started the podcast, it's like we got we had a Christmas dinner here at the end of the year, right? And even if you didn't like the meat that was served, or you didn't get a team of the year, you at least had the full experiences, and you've been grinding out the game, opening packs, being hyped, see the power curve rise. And then it's Friday, you get a new promo, which they've been hyped now for 3 days already.
Yeah.
And it feels like I'm stuffed. I get dessert now, and it's like, you know what? I'm actually, it's good. I don't think the dessert is bad, or anything, but it's like, you know, I'm fulfilled for now, if that makes sense. It also doesn't help. I don't have any, like I got one non-informed gold card left in my club. That's it. So my club is dry as a desert. So there's not much I could even do, even if these cards were good. But still, it's a hard sell for me to be enthusiastic about any promo to come out after Team of the Year, but also these Player of the Month, they could have hyped it and continue the hype. I don't see why you don't just take on, like I said this week on the show on Wednesday, when you didn't pack a Team of the Year, but you can then do SBCs on Friday to put promo after, or these cards are available, which are like getting there or getting close to those Team of the Year players, then it's cool. Then it's not too bad if you didn't actually get a Team of the Year, right? I still think these things don't add up now, that there's too much of a difference. That makes sense.
I wish EA could do with the Player of the Month card, which they have done with one of the players in the Team of the Week, Mavididi, that plays for Montpellier in Liga. His non-inform card is 77, and he was one of the featured Team of the Week cards. Exactly, and he went up to 88. That's a proper upgrade on the card. I'm not saying that Rashford should get a plus 9, 10, 11, or something like that, but at least give him a plus one above the highest rated current card available on the market, and then price it accordingly, and give him something to make the card a little bit unique. If he scored lots of headers during the month when he was a player of the month, okay, make his jumping and heading a lot better than normal upgrades for an informed card as well. So there's so many things that can be done to make these cards unique and fun and more attractive to get. And just be a little bit creative and things can get interesting.
Yeah, definitely. Well, not going to do Player of the Month. If you have done it and you listen to the show or you're about to do it, let us know. I think Mbappe is definitely the exception, not because he's so well priced or he's that good compared to non-informed, because he was there when everyone was trading in players. I don't see anything else. But future stars.
Well, we need to talk about another Player of the Month as well. Eredivisie. Yeah, Nikolai, he needs his time to shine. Yeah, he's a goalkeeper player for Sparta Rotterdam. One star skill moves and two star weak foot. He is 6'2". He has no special traits. He has 64 reactions. He cost around 13k to do. So he's if you need an 86 rated card and have a lot of dupes, this could be the man for you.
Yes. Yeah, it's a great season thus far. The whole Sparta actually has promoted, and not only just keeps in, no, they're fifth or sixth in the league. They're just behind Ajax. So they're having a tremendous season. So well deserved this one. I'm not going to touch it, but it's good to have him. I think this one is actually like they are all deserved. But this one I know from experience, because I see him almost every week, is definitely deserved.
Yeah.
So congrats, but I don't see anyone doing it.
No, that's a good point.
We have a Vieira SBC though, finally.
Yeah, maybe not the Vieira you were hoping for, but nonetheless, there is Arsenal Vieira, which is not bad at all. Fabio.
And the other one is also Arsenal, right?
Yeah, he's Arsenal as well. he's from Portugal. He is a center midfielder. He can also start as a right mid and cam and right winger. He has 4-star skill moves, 4-star weak foot, high attacking, medium defensive work rate. And he looks like a solid card, actually. It cost around 215-20k to do, though, so it's not a cheap one. But he has got some good stats, quite well-rounded. Very good passing, of course. 92 stamina is always nice. 86 composure is good. 5'9" as well. He's got 90 acceleration, 81 sprint speed. So he's kind of a Jorginho type of player, which is a little bit strange when you have the flashback Jorginho with similar type of stats as well. Outside foot shot rate. So
Now, this is a fine SBC in my own
opinion. Yeah, it's a good card. He is easily linked with good club, good league, good nation, good rating as well, and quite well-rounded. So very good for squad building as well. But there's a lot of center mid SBCs now, and there's been, I think, a few objectives players as well. So I'm pretty sure people are quite stacked at center mid. But for Arsenal fans, of course, this is a good SBC, good and fair price SBC if you want to do him. It's not like
right. You can play him as right winger as well, right? So like you said, he's got pretty good stamina, pretty good passing stats as well, good vision. So
yeah, if you throw an engine,
85 crossing.
Yes, engine on him. He's got 93 crossing. Sorry, 99 vision, 96 short passing, 93 long passing, 94 curve. And good speed and everything, so you can easily play on the wing as well. So, yeah,
I would probably use him as a winger, but I think it's a decent card, and a cool selection. I mean, I think that's the good part about future stars, where I do get enthusiastic about is the fact that they pick players you might have not heard about, and when you actually look into them, like, actually, those are pretty cool. Yeah.
And I can mention one last thing before I forget. We got a Future Stars Challenge number one SBC, which has a token. So remember to pick that one up if you are planning to exchange a few tokens for some packs or players.
Are you?
Yes, I am. I think I'm just going to get George Best and then forget about it. The rest.
Get Best, forget about the rest. Okay.
Yes, you're probably going to get Sola because that's not many tokens, and you've had great success with his cards during older FIFAs as well.
No, I'm not. Oh. I'm honestly not. I'm not going to touch all these swaps at all. No.
It's mostly SBCs though, and a few objectives. So if you do those,
I haven't got a gold player in my club left. True. It's just I'm going to play. Going to get back to Elite, see if I can grind some points grind some players and get Mbappe done. I think that's my target. Get to Elite ASAP. Make sure I don't miss out on 90 games this season.
You need to be done a week before like me, John, then everything is fine.
Yeah, well, I had 3 weeks off.
Yeah, that didn't help.
Made a little bit different.
Yeah, that didn't sorry help, about no. that. That's true. So,
I played 55. I played about 50 games in a week to get it done. I missed out on four. Also, the last thing I'm going to mention about, right? I know I was a little bit sour on Wednesday or when the arrivals letter was done and didn't get taken seriously, my feedback by the EA help desk. When we got the confirmation, they were looking into it. I was like, okay, now it's going to get all right.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? Four games. I'll set an alarm at 6 a.m. in the morning. Thursday morning, I'll get those four games done if it works, and I'll start editing the podcast early and get it out. But even at 6, it wasn't online yet. But the good thing is, it came all back at 9:30, like 30 minutes after the season.
Oh, yeah, that's a frustrating thing.
And the message was, this is now all fixed. Not, oh, we are really sorry, or sorry for the inconvenience, or you know what, he is a pack to make up for in anything. And then I was like, yeah, this is, I think that's the frustrating part. Like, they hoover over it. Like, oh, season done? Okay, you were pro and you missed out on your FIFA season now because you missed two games. Oh, you know what? That's okay. You missed out on your 19 games? You shouldn't wait for the last day. Well, it's not even that. And then this morning I was playing Marvel Snap. Apparently they had like somewhere an issue I didn't even notice, probably during the night or something where they went offline. And I logged in and like, okay, sorry for the technical difficulties. We are sorry for the inconvenience. Here's some coins to make up for it. Like, okay, it was days worth of grinding coins. So like, thanks. I didn't notice anything, but okay, that's nice. So there's multiple ways to go at it. And I still don't think the way they treat mistakes now is the way you do it. But hey, we're almost ignoring it. We're almost ignoring it because we're so used to it, but I don't think that should be part of it, right?
No, hopefully things will change in the future and there's still time to make things good. And nobody's perfect, but I agree. I would like something else, by the way, that things are communicated would be nice. I know not everything can be said, what happened and things like that, but in this case, a little apology would have been nice. Because it really got a lot of people off guard, and they lost out on lots of packs and rewards, etc. So it's quite a big thing if you invest a lot of time, and then there's pretty much 24 hours of downtime in the game, and that's.
Luckily, it was for some players.
Yeah, that's the strange thing as well. This was not for everyone. So, yeah.
It's all right. Last thing I'll be saying about it, but it's like I got a little bit of a sour taste before we get to dessert.
Yeah. we got the Future Star team. Most people know this promo. This is players that are quite known by some, but probably not by everybody. These are young, talented players that has been brought into big clubs either by going gradually through their academies or being bought from a lesser club into a big club. And these are players that people think will do really, really well in the future. So there are some known names and some more unknown names.
I got two questions though, before you dive into the players itself.
Do you? Yes, sure.
My first question would be, what do you think about the card design? The second question is, do we get two teams? Is that already confirmed?
I like the card design. It's quite cool. And we get two teams, yes. And the tokens we earn, they can probably be redeemed next Friday.
It's like you read my mind, because that was my next question.
Yeah, so that's how it's been before, at least two-week promo. So it's a start of second, when the second team is in packs, then the tokens can be redeemed. So it looks like that's the way this time as well. And of course, there will be SBCs and there will be objective players. And we got an objective academy player. I don't know if everybody remember a few years ago when you kind of unlock one player and then you played a certain amount of games and did assist and score goals, etc., etc., to unlock better versions of this player. So this is Jesper Lindstrom from Denmark playing for Frankfurt in the Bundesliga. You unlock an 82 rated card and you play some matches, and then you unlock an 84 rated card, and then more, you unlock an 86 rated card, and then you play even more matches and you unlock his 88 rated card. And we can probably say a few words about his highest rated card. It's 88 rated. Can play cam, right wing, striker, left wing. He has 4-star skin with 4-star weak foot. That's an upgrade from his normal card. High medium work rates, 6'7", flair and finesse shot trait. So, but there's always a but for me here. It's not a huge upgrade from his 84 rated second inform. So,
which is 27,000 as we are recording.
Yes, and to get this 88 rated card, you would have to play around 36 matches in squad battles or rivals, or you can play a few here and put a few there. So,
that's a third of a season.
Yeah, it's a long run. And if you do all in rivals, then of course you will be a big step towards the 90 matches, I'm pretty sure, because you need some wins and you need some just play and assists, goals, etc. So it's a little bit too much for me. I don't think I'll have time to get old. I'll probably get the first one, the 82 rated one, because that has a token in it. But I'm not actively gonna seek out to unlock this 88 rated card. I don't have many players from Bundesliga either. Not many Danish players I can link him with. And it's just too much for me. 36 matches, it's just too much. I don't have that many matches I can play during a day. So,
But it's just too much anyways. Yeah. I like the concept. I like the concept
as well. If this was like released a few months ago and there was not that much other things to do, then it's fine. But there's so many things you also need to do if you're going to try to keep up with everything, then yeah, this is not a player that will go into my team anyways. So then it would be a waste of time to try to get this card, really, for me at least.
And the worst thing is, until you got him, the other card's better.
Yeah.
So it feels like you are not playing an 84 rated left winger in form currently in your team, if you don't need to. So you are nerfing your team for 36 matches to get an 88 rated card, which looks pretty cool. But is he that much an upgrade for anyone currently now? I also doubt that a little bit.
No.
Yeah. Sometimes when we had this in the past, we had those moments where, like, you know what, I'm going to stop at the third one or something because that's good enough. Not worth the effort. But the third one isn't worth anything, or it's just less than the inform. So I don't know how many people would do 36 matches with a downgraded team to get an 88 rated player, which you can also buy for 25k or something.
Yeah, not for father either. So it's, I understand if you're maybe a Denmark fan or a Frankfurt fan or something like that, and of course you go and unlock, it's going to mean a little bit, it's going to be more fun to use him as well. Then it brings the fun factor, which I always prefer. That's always a plus. So if this is a player that would make playing FIFA Ultimate Team more fun for you, because this is a player like in real life playing for the favorite team, then of course you go and unlock this card, because that will give you hopefully lots of fun times as well. You can set yourself goals to maybe score that many goals or give that many assists, and just see how many, if you can get to maybe 500 goals or 500 assists or something like that. That's a more fun thing to do. But for me, it's just too much, at least for me.
Well, I'm definitely not going to do him. But I like the concept. So make a concept player review and probably I'm hooked.
Yeah, I was going to say the same. If it was a Liverpool player, I might have put in some extra hours. But because that would make it fun for me to unlock that card and use him in my team. So because it would be a player I like in real life as well. And that's always a big priority for me to use players like that.
Definitely. All right, let's take a deep dive into the team. If you want, if there's anyone worth mentioning for you.
There are some interesting looking cards, and there are a few well-known as well. And I would say we've seen a few cards from Adeyemi, Kudus, Xavi, Guardiol, and Kalulu. Those have we seen before a lot. Alvarez, we have seen a little bit about. And of course, everybody heard about Mudrik playing for Chelsea now. He's expensive players back and forth between Chelsea and Arsenal, who's going to get the car player. And he
was going to get the card.
I'm sorry, but I'm a little bit...
Arsenal, you get the card, Chelsea gets the play.
Sorry, but I'm a little bit foot and real life mix up here straight away. Sorry about that. But the Mudrik one has got 5-star skill with 4-star weak foot. And of course, he is extinct at the moment because his max price is only 1 million. It's not only though, but...
That can't be right.
No, the price range isn't going to get changed if it's not already done that. It wasn't when I checked last time. And this is a player, of course, been hyped for almost a month now. Where is he going to end? Who's going to buy him? How much is it going to cost? But this is an upgrade you notice because he gets 5-star skimmers, 4-star weak foot, and it's a huge upgrade from his 74 rated card, of course. So this makes it a lot more interesting to get when it's like this. So he has some good stats, of course. He's 5'9", lean body type, so he should be a fun if you like to do skill moves and things like that. You're a little bit locked to Premier League because of if you don't have a Shevchenko card or something to get the easiest link with the new chem system and all that. And but there are quite a lot of similar players as well. So probably cheaper to get the non-in for Neymar. And he might be a little bit slower, that Neymar card, but I'm not sure he's going to be that worse when you use him in-game.
He looks great.
Yeah.
I mean, Alvarez looks really good, honestly.
Yeah.
But he's 2.35 million currently. I wouldn't go.
If you are unsure if you're going to spend 2.3 million on Alvarez, you can use his loan card if for 0 stars in the Moments store in-game. So if you go to the Moments store and you go where you can redeem the stars for packs, etc., there is a free Alvarez loan card to use, and you can see if you want to spend 2.3 million on a card like that. The card looks really good.
Or you save until you get Benzema.
Benzema's probably closer to 3 though, so...
He's already 3, yes. I'm just looking at this set, I was like, oh wait, that those prices went
up. They did. But Alvarez got some good boosts as well though, with 90 composure, which is always nice to have on a striker. And got good pace, acceleration, good aggression. He's very solid all over. High work rates. He got a 5-star weak foot as well now. That's always nice to have in a striker. And he can play, he can start, sorry, center forward, striker, right wing, and left wing. So team building is nice with this card as well. So I like that type of boost, but of course, it's I won't be able to afford him, of course. That's just too much for me. But a good looking card, I agree. And that Guardiola card looks good, but he has so many cards already. So, well, he has not that many. He has one special, but of course, he's non-in form as well. He had the World Cup card. So, the team of the tournament one was a really good center back when he was released. This card is boosted. Quite a bit over that as well, a few +2, +4, +3 and things like that. So, but he has high work rates, so he will be very aggressive in the press. But it's a very fun card to use as a center back. So he should probably be quite good.
And you can play him left back though, so I think he's perfect as a
left
back.
I was going to say that. I just noticed the left back position, and he should be fast enough now for with his strength to be able to be used as a left back.
One card that's really stood out for me is the Adeyemi card though, the striker from Dortmund.
Yes, the German striker.
Yes, because he fits, of course, with Bellingham.
Yeah.
One of the perfect links in there. But also, if you give him a finisher, he's 99 finishing, 97 acceleration, 95 sprint speed, with 99 agility, 93 balance, and 99 dribbling. Except for his composure, this card looks really good, and there aren't many options to link Bellingham with anyways.
And not that many good strikers in the Bundesliga either, so he is absolutely worth trying if you're going that way and have an untradeable team of dear Bellingham in your club, then this is a very good link for him.
For sure.
Yeah.
Any other players you want to highlight here? Or
that Xavi player looks good, of course. 4-star skimmer, 4-star weak foot, high work rates, solid all over, very good passing and vision. Very, 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 very good. 96 aggression, 91 stamina as well. Very good dribbling. Very, very, very good dribbling. Yeah. So I think he could be a fun card to use. And Kalulu looks quite good as well.
That's my favorite card in here, if I'm honest.
He looks like...
Perfect link with Theo. He's like the French...
For some...
Tomori.
For the people that has packed the untradeable team of the year, Theo Hernandez, it's a perfect.
I got the inform still, to be honest, but that card still works.
Yeah,
fine,
that's a really good card as well. The inform Theo Hernandez, and Kalulu looks really good, and he
with the Shadow, 93 speed, but like defense stats pretty much maxed out anyways. Yeah, there's nothing like 98 standing tackle, 99 sliding tackle. Defensive awareness a little bit on the low side, but still 90, so I shouldn't really complain. But there aren't that many that fast center defenders.
And
he's rather cheap.
Yeah, I was going to say it was really cheap. And he got the medium attacking work rates and high defensive work rates, which is perfect as well for a center back. So... He's linking to so many good players as well. The Winter Wildcards Tonali, for example, if you have him. And you have the Phenom Liao card. And yeah, there's a Team of the Year honorable mentions, Mainan, the goalkeeper. So,
oh, yeah, of course.
So
yeah.
This is it's a very easy card to get linked in your team as well for a decent price.
Almost said you were like, it's a very easy card to get. I'm like, wow, yes, but that's not what you meant.
If you have 200k, it's easy to get. So.
Sure, I can tell you my coin amount after this. Like I said, I got one non-informed player left, but I could share it on screen. But I think my coin balance is so low. It's actually, if I round it off, it's at zero, I think.
Well,
I've got 1,038 coins.
Not very.
1,038.
Yeah, that's a little bit on the low side. Can buy a contract or something.
But I'm living life.
Yeah, here. But you have a few good untradeable players, so I think you should be fine.
Yeah, I'm not complaining in any way, shape, or form. But I was funny. I was like, okay, I need to get myself a position change card. I was like, I can't even buy one. Wait, what? Oh, yeah. I really went all out these 2 weeks.
Yeah, you need to do some play a few matches to get a few coins to buy them.
Yeah, it's going to be all right. Just a week of rivals and back some coins left and right. It should be fine, I think. But it's more like I was surprised that I was been that all out by just. I think I bought just every non-informed I could just see.
Yeah,
at a certain period. But to be fair, I started Team of the Year with 300,000 coins, something like that.
Yeah.
So in 300,000 coins in 2 weeks and getting what I got, I don't think it was that bad.
No, you ended up on the plus side that way.
For sure, yeah. Especially since Benzema's 3.1 million, which I didn't actually realize. Yeah. So
not bad.
I'm happy.
Yeah.
Not bad.
I also want to mention the Vitinha card plays for PSG. He gets a perfect link to the ones to watch Renato Sanchez, and they're very similar in stats. Mm-hmm. Vitinha's 3-star weak foot, but Sanchez has 4-star weak foot. Other than that, they're well, total stats are 505 for Vitinha, 507 for Renato. Total in-game stats is 2,405 on Vitinha and 2,410 for Renato Sanchez. So they're quite similar and massive help if you're doing team building. So
he's already 400k though, so he's not cheap.
No, it's not cheap, but he'll drop under 300, but it's not a cheap card, of course, but some of our...
Well, man, you can get him and you can get Sanchez and you have pretty decent midfield, back it up with the Messi, Mbappe, Neymar combo on top. I could do worse, right?
Yeah, if you do the Mbappe SBC and you need a strong link, then Vitinha is an option, of course.
I like it. I like
it. Yeah, it's
one.
A good card. It's very well-rounded stats as well. So 89 composure is always nice. Maybe I would boost his reactions a little bit.
He's a little bit small, though. That's the only thing. Like,
yeah.
173 or 5'8"?
5'8", yeah.
So, but hey, you think you can pretty much max out his passing. It looks a cool card. I'm going to get him, but it does look a cool card.
Yeah. So...
I can't get anyone. I'm just saying now, like how I should pack anything. But honestly, from what as well. So now this is one of those promos where I'm not only not excited to get back to work, for example, if you know what I mean, but also like it has to be like there's not one player I can actually buy to even test it for you guys.
You can do the loan, Alvarez, get him for free in the Moment store. Then at least you can.
That's true.
You can give a review on a 2.35 million coins player. That's nice.
That is very True.
Yep.
Good idea. Now I have to do it, of course. Yeah.
So there's some very good, solid players, but after Team of the Year, I think people are a little bit full still in their tummy after spending a lot of time on SPCs, etc. So, well, I'm seeing their cards are really nice, but I'm not actively gonna go all out doing a crazy amount of SPCs and stuff. I'm gonna take it very easy this week, and if I pack something, that's very nice. But if not, then it's totally fine. I'll hopefully save my luck for Team of the Season.
Oh, yeah. Let's not go. But that looked that far ahead. We got some sent in questions, though, which we need to answer tonight. So quick fire. Kevin asked a question for the pod. How do you find a balance between having fun and try hard / sweating like crazy for a good result?
I play for fun. So it's for me, I don't want to grind like crazy and sweat and be unwell after playing a match. Then I'll need a break more than a few hours. So, I play for fun. If I lose, okay, I lose. If I win, nice. And I'll be okay if I lose a match as well. And if I don't get the rank I want this week in Rivals, okay, then I'll go again next week and see what I can do and hopefully do better and try to find things I can improve on slowly and not hope to fix and be really good at once very quickly, because that's not going to happen.
Good answer. Talk about getting better. Toby asks, what do you do outside of playing games to improve? If you use skill games, do you have any particular regimen of type of skill games you focus on?
No, I don't have time. So I just play matches. So I don't really. So I have time to play maybe 2-3 matches a day max. So then I don't have time to do skill games. I just have to try to do stuff in matches and hope it goes well.
I got two answers on that. I play one skill game every single week, which is the goalkeeper skill game on Pro Clubs to level up my pro. But that doesn't count, I think. The other thing is, I think skill games are actually pretty cool. The practice arena is actually much more efficient. So, for example, if you want to practice a skill move, go to the practice arena, practice there that you know how to do it. But where to actually apply it or actually use the move or type of shots or whatever in game, there's only one way of practicing that, and that is during the match. Record the match afterwards, check if you did it correctly, learn from that, then try to do better. And even if you do 1% better every day, try to be 1% better in what you try to do than you did yesterday. Like in 2 weeks, it's good enough, probably, whatever it is. So I think that would be my advice.
Very good.
Toby asks as well, what percentage of the time do you skip past your opponent's lineup pre-game? I can talk myself into the importance of knowing my opponent's strengths and weaknesses, but I also know that frequently it's more about the player behind the controller than the ones on the pitch. Do you skip the opponent's lineup? Do you mind?
In Rivals, I usually I check out the opponents to see, because I would like to know if there's a kind of weak spot in the team I can exploit. If there's a player I know how this player goes, I can easily attack on that side, for example. Then I check that before Rivals. In Objectives, I just start the match and I'll just... It makes me a little bit more relaxed as well when starting, because if you start an objective and you have to win and you see a crazy team, then you're already on the back foot and probably a lot more stressed than you would be if you just started and played and just concentrated on doing what you do best and don't think about what players the opponent is controlling.
That's a fair point. If I look, I don't mind too much. If I don't look, I don't care either. But that's because I'm focusing on myself mostly. And it sometimes even happens that afterwards I'm looking at the team like, whoa, that was actually a pretty impressive team. or hey, that's why, or suddenly R9, because some reason I'm playing R9 now every single match, or team of the year Mbappe. I'm like, okay, these guys are in this team. Okay. And then quite honestly, I'd rather just find out during the match than maybe before. Yeah. Anyway, so I usually skip it, but not necessarily for my mental state, because I don't care too much, if that makes sense. Burgeret asks, as this game becomes more advanced and complex over time, can you see them modeling other human traits in players? For example, bravery, very important in the game, but not yet represented.
It would kind of make me think about the dives into tackle trait for the defenders. I would call that bravery thing. After watching Wimby on stream today, where his Kimpembe did a crazy tackle to prevent a goal, that would say kind of bravery would be a good way to describe what he did there. So it kind of, for me, already in the game, but with this game engine, I don't think that would be that possible, because I think it's pretty maxed out what's already in that game engine. If EA decides to upgrade to a different type of game engine, maybe that's something they could look to implement into the player attributes. Pretty much sure of that it would be possible if they have the time and money to develop it.
That's a fair point. I have too little knowledge about this, if I'm quite honest. I can see leadership being important, but how do you translate that into a game? So I have thoughts for a Monday morning instead of a Friday night.
Yeah, maybe.
Nick asks, are people teams too stacked already?
That's a very good question, actually. From what I remember, I think they were quite stacked last year at the same time. So I don't know if it. People would have to spend a lot of time to get their team stacked. So I think it's kind of deserved if they put in this much time and effort and money and everything they did to get this team where they are now. And it would be unfair if they did and had worse team than last year at this moment of time, I think. So it's hard to face those teams when you have, if you don't have the same level of team, if you look player by player on the pitch. But I wouldn't say it's too stacked. There's lots of room for improvement, because the most expensive players, most of us can't afford. And that's why there's room to improve when there come new promos. They will gradually increase the level of the players that will be more affordable. So if you count every team you play every day and check after a week and see which one was crazy stacked and which one were around the same as your team or maybe worse, I'm not sure that it's going to be that huge difference, really.
No, I think the only thing is where people are noticing now is probably because people saved packs, people saved coins. Yeah. And then suddenly you have a lot of money, and like, you know, I just now did anything as well. My club's cleared out and might as well just spend it.
Yeah. People,
so I think that's what we're now noticing.
Yeah, people want to save a lot to be able to get a proper team maybe they didn't have before this promo, and now they finally got some coins and stuff, and prices dropped just before Team of the Year started properly on many good players, and the people bought their teams, and that's why they looked more stacked probably. So yeah, that's nothing out of the ordinary.
Well, prices are not down
currently. Now they're up because people have got lots of coins and pushed the prices up again. They were quite nice just before Team of the Year started, so now they're quite expensive, so I can't afford what I need to upgrade for my team, so I just have to wait a little bit more.
Yeah. Oh well. Anything to add? We don't have any questions anymore.
No, I don't. I think I would advise people to maybe have a slow week and don't stress out. If I am with you all that didn't pack any Team of the Years, and I feel your pain. It's very kind of heartbreaking not to get one, but you will get better players soon. If you feel down because of this, then just take a little break from the game and do something else that would be fun for you. And maybe go back and just have an open mind when you start playing in, and don't think about, I should have had that type of play. Just go with what you have and see what you can improve slowly.
Yeah, I never felt so bad telling people I got Team of the Year. Next year, if I do back someone, honestly, I might just not tell anyone. I feel so bad about that.
Yeah, it's a little bit hard when you can't share the joy with everybody else that you want to share it with, and wish for the same for them, and they don't get it. And it can be a little bit demoralizing seeing your friends getting all those cool cards and you're getting kind of nothing. And
it's like winning, everyone in the street wins the lottery, but you forgot to buy your ticket.
Who, right? Lost it. Yeah.
Or yeah. Lost it.
Yeah. 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 It's kind of like that feeling there. So. Yeah, you're not. I'm sorry. We can all say that you're not alone. If you need someone to talk to, we're here. And
Well, I'm here, but nobody wants to talk to me anymore. But Ingvi is here for you guys.
Yeah,
don't worry, Ingvi is here. And who also is here is people in chat. So did you know that if you go to patreon.com/footinreview, you can join us for about €1 a week, 120 a week, something if we. Are exact. You get discounts on coaching. You get to listen to this show live. You get the inside news. You get the exclusive tactics, of course, in your mailbox, in a YouTube video. And Nick says in chat that you have an awesome capping view. So you can take that into the weekend. We wish you all a very good weekend. Stay safe, stay calm, rest up a little bit. And we're back next week with two more shows. This means there's just one thing left for us to do, Ingvi.
Drop it.
Drop it.
F-U-T. 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 F-U-T.